This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, fabulous producer, and we appreciate his help and hard work. Please, Rob, take the weekend off and enjoy the NASCAR race. On the news line with us now, Tamara Persing is back. She's a registered nurse, a highly qualified, degreed individual at Evangelical Community Hospital, Vice President of Patient Care Services, and their Chief Nursing Officer. Good morning, Tamara. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this discussion this morning about the safety of Evangelical Community Hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my pleasure. I assure you, this is things I've been thinking about. You're going to be answering some questions I'm sure that folks have been thinking about. It would seem unusual during a pandemic to not make your own health a priority, but in a way, people might have to do some reprioritizations. And now that we're, 2 months into this and the hospital's ready to take patients of every stripe come into their doors. Talk about this prioritization that people will have to probably do a little shift in their minds.
Well, first and foremost, what I want you to know is Evangelical is putting your safety first. This has always been the case throughout the pandemic, and it continues now. What we don't want you to do is not to put your own health first. So we want you to continue to seek care, and we have put process measures in place to ensure that the hospital is safe and that every precaution is being taken to make sure that safety is first and foremost. I've been an infection preventionist for over 20 years in addition to my nursing degree and other degrees, and I could assure you that this is something that we take very seriously at the hospital, and we are taking every measure possible.
Well, and we have talked about this idea that there are folks that are having major issues, heart attacks, even strokes, but not going to the emergency room. So you want to send that message. Boy, don't do that.
Absolutely. So, you know, as things have remained uncertain in all aspects of life during this pandemic, what hasn't changed is the compassion of which our staff delivers to each and every patient, and also the high quality of care. Putting your care off could be a detriment, and it can make things more complicated for you with your condition. So we have put precautions in place to make sure that where you're being cared for is safe, and that the people that are providing care are using the precautions that are recommended by the Centers for Disease Control to make sure that they are providing safe care to you.
So, to be clear, you at Evan, there have been individuals who suffered a heart attack, perhaps, and it was first dealt with by one of your EMTs or paramedics when they went to the home. This is one person who didn't get to the hospital or go to the hospital or be taken to the hospital right away, and they're in a more advanced stage. So this has actually happened. You encounter this patient for the first time when they're at home.
We do believe that we have seen a decrease in our census in our emergency department during the beginning stages of the pandemic, and probably some of that has to do with delay in care. People will put off seeking care because of fear related to being hospitalized during a pandemic, and that possibly could have happened.
Tell me about some of the best practices. I've spoken to you in the past about this and some of your colleagues and peers there. You call them best practices. Explain what they are when it comes to taking good care of patients coming to EVAN.
So we have taken our best practices from multiple reliable sources such as the CDC and societies that people belong to, such as the Association for Prevention and Professionals in Infection Control and Prevention, which I belong to and am a fellow in. So some of the precautions that we have included are we screen every patient, employee, and visitor that comes into the hospital. We have separate testing areas for suspected or confirmed COVID-19 patients. Everyone coming into the hospital or any of our facilities is required to wear a mask. We've configured the waiting areas to allow you to continue to practice social distancing and get that 6 feet between people, which follows the best practice, because we all know a cough doesn't travel more than 3 to 5 feet. We've configured the waiting rooms, as I've said. We are regularly disinfecting our often touched high surfaces. We're still restricting visitors. One thing I really want to make a point of, while we know it's hard for loved ones not to be able to visit or provide support to the patient, it's at the same time, limiting the number of people in the facility is a very important safety measure. Our staff have really stepped up, and I'm really proud of them, in the understanding of being there for the patient more than just medically, but emotionally, since they are often going through the care process without a family member to help with the fear or anxiety they might be feeling. But we are there to care for you.
I was there not too long ago to drop off my mother for a Dr. Brancato visit, and while I waited in the parking lot, it was probably only 20, 25 minutes, I saw your staff cleaning the door handle probably 3 times just while I was there. So that is definitely happening on a very, very frequent basis. Tell us about, if someone were to be at the hospital, hospitalized for COVID-19, what happens to them? You know, that's a whole separate part of the hospital, separate facilities, separate staff. You know, walk through that, if you don't mind, for our audience.
Thank you for asking that question. That's something that we've been focusing on at Evangelical. For first and foremost is that we, if we know that we're having a person coming in with symptoms, through our hotline and through our testing sites, we've encouraged those people to call ahead so we know that they're coming. We have a separate entrance in our emergency department that people come and they're greeted by a member of the team so they know that they feel comfortable. We have added negative pressure rooms, and what that means is the room is cleansed at a high rate so that the virus is taken out of the room and is exhausted out into the atmosphere where it's diluted and it's not infectious to other people. We have separate areas for testing of patients for COVID-19, and if we do admit a patient, we have the ability to do a rapid screening test, which is highly reliable, between 96% and 99% for the specificity of the virus, which means we're able to pick it up very easily with this test, and then those patients are placed on our special COVID unit. We have a special unit for our more critically ill patients, and then those that are not as symptomatic, that we house them in those special areas, and we have special precautions that we take in those separate areas.
Well, you really do a great job painting a picture of what's happening in terms of facilities. Tell me about the people, the staff, the nurses, the docs, and all the aides and helpers there. I guess it can be a tense time, but those folks are there to calm folks, and they sort of recognize that they are being asked to sort of serve in that calming role for patients.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that providing that calm atmosphere in a measured approach actually comes from our leadership team. Under the direction of Kendra Ocker, our CEO, she provides a calm approach and a measured approach as to how we deal with crises. I practiced infection prevention for a long period of time and seen a number of disease processes during my tenure. And in my role now, I'm able to be there for the staff. I've gone in on all times of the days and nights when people have felt uncomfortable with something, or there might have been some anxiety in the beginning of this process or this pandemic. And I think if you impart that to the staff and they know that they feel safe and the practices are sound, they feel more comfortable. And I could see that. I'm very proud of every frontline staff that works at the hospital. Everyone from the people who work in plant engineering, who helped us create the negative pressure rooms, to the people who clean the rooms that are an integral part of keeping our hospital safe, to our frontline nurses, staff, providers, x-ray technicians. Every person that I have worked with at the hospital has gone about this with a measured approach, knowing and understanding what the expectations are and following the practices, which infection control practices are very simple. They really are. And you've seen that, you know, through social distancing, through being able to cover your face with a face mask, which catches the droplets, which protects the other person, and also to be able to provide compassionate care while using these principles, but most importantly, washing their hands frequently and cleansing their hands.
Anything to add? We're just about out of time, but you have a moment left. Anything you'd like to add on?
Once again, I would like to reiterate to everyone, the hospital is safe. You need to get the care that you deserve. Please don't put off your care. It is vitally important, and we will provide safe care to you, and we will take very good care of you.
Well, thank you so much. Tamara Persing, registered nurse, vice president of patient care services at Evangelical Community Hospital in Lewisburg, chief nursing officer. We thank Deanna Hollenbach for her help, making sure that we were able to catch up with Tamara on a busy Friday. Thank you, Tamara. Thanks for checking in today.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Do appreciate that. evanhospital.com, always the go-to site if you want to get more information about any and all of these topics.